Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 154 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. We begin by recalling who we are, and from this place of truth, we allow the quote to speak to us. As we sink deeply into the remembrance of who we are, we allow ourselves to come into the present moment, relaxing into being here right now. Noticing the body sensations, and allowing the body to sink comfortably into a non-distracting position. Simply noticing what's here right now. Noticing the mood and the emotions. Noticing what thoughts just allowing yourself to be present right now. I would like to practice a teaching by A. Ramana. Getting in touch with the feeling of I, the sense of an individual I, this feeling of the I in the body is a contraction in your awareness. Feeling the sense of I, the individual I, is a polarization between the head and the solar plexus. Perhaps it's also reflected in other areas as discomfort in the body or possibly along the spine. We want to simply observe in our own experience this pattern or conditioning of the thought of I in our own body. This location is usually easily revealed when there is a strong emotional attachment to the idea or thought that I am an individual. Simply sitting here now, see if you can experience where in your body you feel the thought, I am an individual, or the thought of other or not I also brings up this same feeling. if you are unable to locate it. Consciously bring up a thought about something that touches you deeply in an uncomfortable way, something that you are seeking and not finding, a relationship that's not providing. Allow yourself to feel the emotion. Now, where do you feel it in the body? For me, when it's the strongest, I feel it clearly in the throat and the jaw. When it's not as strong, I feel it in the upper chest. See if you can find where this "I'm an individual" thought arises in the body. And now observe and recognize that this I, this feeling, is originating out of the past. It appears as a reflection in your awareness, your true being. The reflection, the body sensation, is not you. It's a reflection of the "I am separate" thought. This body sensation isn't you. You are the awareness of it. By learning the mechanisms of the thought, "I am separate," or "other," or "not I," we train ourselves to be aware when it presents in the present moment awareness. And we train ourselves to remember that it's simply something appearing in awareness. It's not us. We are before it. Without our pure awareness being, this I thought could never be. Recognize that you are not the I thought, the other, or not I thought. the heart radiance shows up in the body as well. You may feel it in the right chest. Let the presence of this heart radiance now become the very basis of your awareness, your only interest and identification. You feel this as a radiance or deep peace in the right chest, extending throughout your entire being and beyond to infinity. The heart radiance or pure awareness is the one reality always, already, behind or prior to the body, and prior to all experience appearing in and as the world. Yet it is also that which most easily escapes our attention. As you identify only with the heart, experience the release of identification with the thought, I am the body, and let go completely of all compulsive identification with the body. Feel the prior peace, the feeling of simply being, which has no contraction or knot or pinch in it. For its peace is totally free, and it is at all times everywhere. If you notice the tendency for attention to go back to the I thought, the not I thought, simply don't go there. Instead, stay in the self, this pure awareness. Rest in identification with pure awareness, this light radiance of the heart, which is peace, stillness, remain here. Thank you. The Spirit of God is one. This is an irrefutable fact. And yet, the mind refutes this fact daily, moment by moment, with every thought. This is why you must surrender. Not to surrender is to listen to the mind, which tells constant stories of untruth. To surrender is to be led by not listening to mind, which frees the spirit to remember. Given from our Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God is one. This is an irrefutable fact. And yet, the mind refutes this fact daily, moment by moment, with every thought. This is why you must surrender. Not to surrender is to listen to the mind, which tells constant stories of untruth. To surrender is to be led by not listening to mind, which frees the spirit to remember. The Spirit of God is one. This is an irrefutable fact. And yet, the mind refutes this fact daily, moment by moment, with every thought. This is why you must surrender. Not to surrender is to listen to the mind, which tells constant stories of untruth. To surrender is to be led by not listening to mind, which frees the spirit to remember. The Spirit of God is one. This is an irrefutable fact. And yet the mind refutes this fact daily, moment by moment, with every thought. This is why you must surrender. Not to surrender is to listen to the mind, which tells constant stories of untruth. To surrender is to be led by not listening to mind, which frees the spirit to remember. Thank you for joining for quote 154 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste.